It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Funnily enough, two listeners wrote to us this summer about the phrase, funnily enough.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca. You ready to have some fun?
Absolutely. And as you said, we got this question from two different listeners. This was a question that I had also been wondering about and kept forgetting to ask you. but yeah, we got this question from Jeff and Susan. Jeff has been hearing his daughter say it. Susan has been hearing her grandson using it, her 18-year-old grandson. And I do feel like it's something that I'm hearing and seeing among the younger set. What about you?
I am definitely hearing it. I think I can also use it. Can you use it?
No, I don't think I can. I would say oddly enough.
I would definitely say that. But I could definitely say, funnily enough, this happened by coincidence or whatever I might want to say. There is a reason that people are noticing it. That phrase, funnily enough, has seen a dramatic rise in the last 25 years. Interestingly, Rebecca, it's been more common in British English since the early 20th century, and we see the rise there first and then in American English over the last couple of decades. But it's not new.
How not new?
Very not new. We've got, funnily enough, back to the early to mid 1800s. So here's the story. By the early 1700s, we start to see this pairing of a sentence adverb with enough. As in whimsically enough, or aptly enough, or curiously enough. All those sound okay to you, Rebecca?
Pretty much. I don't know that I use all of them, but they don't sound wrong, I guess.
Okay. And the enough there means something like fully or quite. So something like quite aptly for aptly enough. By the mid-1700s, funnily emerges as an adverb to mean in an amusing or humorous manner. By the late 1700s, we start to see oddly enough happen. And by the first few decades of the 1800s, here is funnily enough to mean strangely or oddly or curiously or surprisingly, which is how I think people are still using it today. Some other language commentators have been talking about this on the blog Grammarphobia, on our fellow podcast, Away With Words. They've had some segments on this. Now, Rebecca, we got to talk about this adverb funnily. How do you feel about funnily?
There's something about it that doesn't sound right to me. I don't know if it's because it's so many syllables or I don't know. It just doesn't sound right.
I'm with you. And Brian Garner, in his usage guide, puts this in the category of awkward adverbs. Many of the awkward adverbs come from adjectives that end in ly. So you take a word like silly and you try to make an adverb and yikes, right? You get sillily, or friendly becomes friendlily. It's just awkward at best. Obviously, funny doesn't end in ly, but funnily still often shows up on this list of awkward adverbs. Now, there are some ly adjectives that can be an adverb without changing. An adjective like kindly can also be an adverb, which is how you can get the phrase kindly enough. And it's worth noting, Rebecca, that funny actually can be an adverb if you think about a sentence like, she was walking funny.
Yeah, I could see that. Something was off about the way she was walking.
Exactly. And sometimes that will be called regional or colloquial. Mignon Fogarty talks about this, but she did a Twitter poll and it was widely accepted to use funny as an adverb. And I think it is quite standard for many of us. Before we close, Rebecca, I did a little search to see which of those adverb plus enough phrases are the most common. And it turns out that the phrase you like to use, oddly enough, is at the top of the list. And right behind it is interestingly enough.
I have feelings about interestingly enough, too. I think it's just too many syllables, again. But I probably do use it. I don't know. I definitely use oddly enough.
And right now, funnily enough is having its fashionable moment.
Well, surprisingly enough, we are out of time for this week. Thanks so much, Anne.
It was fun.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.